Juliet Goddard.
And Juliet was sitting in this wonderful room. You'd like to describe it.
It's the tower wing of Stanhope Castle, and it's the top extension to the castle at Stanhope.
And this is your little study?
Yes, a little study studio, working on word and paintings and sketchings and drawings.
Now, you're a bit of an artist, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a fine artist.
How would you describe your paintings?
It's figurative expressionist.
Right, so what does that mean exactly?
It means there are figures in the pictures, but they're very expressionist, full of colours, vibrance, sort of marks. And the latest work is the nightingales, the birds.
Yes, you're working in conjunction with another artist on this one, aren't you?
Yes, I'm working with a very, very talented piano player, Maya Haig-Varkenakel, who's Swiss. And she's working on the piano concerto side of the paintings. So we're working together, trying to get this harmony with a series of paintings of nightingales and her dialogue in piano. And she's done sound recordings with the piano, and we're putting the whole thing together.
So it's the whole idea that she would interpret your paintings into sound, if you like.
Yes, that's right. And the sound of the nightingale that leaves Africa in May and comes to Europe in the fall. And it's the whole concept, the journey with the drum beats of Africa, which creates the mood of the nightingale's flight.
Why did you pick Africa in particular?
I grew up there as a child in Tanzania, and I have very, very fond memories of Africa. And it's a country which is always fighting, always struggling, and the nightingale, a rare bird, but very beautiful memory concept of Africa.
Right, let's go back right to the early beginnings. And you know, why art, and how did you get into art?
How did I get into art? I was really good at art at school, about 8. I think I drew a horse, and it was fantastic.
I still got it.
Yes, a horse or a dog. I think it was one or the other. And the art teacher said, really should go into art. So I thought about it and said, of course, you know, it's a difficult subject. And yes, it was. So that's really how I got into art. I think if you want to choose one thing, you choose one thing and you do it well. I went on to Middlesex University and did a fine art degree, got a BA honours. And then went on to the Royal College of Art and got an MA, Master of Arts at the Royal College of Art, sponsored by the late Henry Moore. It was in the time when Henry Moore was alive. Been doing it ever since.
Who would you say your influences have been over the years?
Well, definitely when I was at the Royal College of Art, I was sent to Paris to L'École des Arts Décoratives to work in Le Curieux Studios with Picasso's technician. It was definitely Picasso. And I mean, Picasso has influenced a lot of artists. But it's just, you know, his African influences. He used to surround himself with African masks, and he painted from a lot of the primitive form, and he got a lot of his inspiration that way. And I think that's similar to mine.
I was going to say, your art is very sort of expressionist in its approach. I'm looking at some of the pictures now upon the wall. Why expressionism? Did you not want to go down the road of the old masters at all? Did that not interest you?
You have to do all that at art school. You sit in the life drawing room and you learn from the model, and I did all that. Also taught at McIntosh School, which is a very, very fine art school. But it didn't really interest me to be a
still life painter. Still
like, that's right, observational drawing or whatever, to reinterpret something and sell it back in your own style was more interesting, something highly original, very different, which, you know, then becomes you as a brand.
Would you say art was your life now then?
It is. It's very difficult. I've got lots of shows or lots of pictures coming up for the Olympics, and British European Design Group is the big one, where they've got several exhibitions and shows, and I've been asked to curate an exhibition at the Barge House in London at the Oxo Tower in September.
Is painting or designing, is that your main artistic?
Yes, although I'm working a lot now with text, with the word, and writing articles and journals about what I do and about other artists as well. I
found so you're a bit of a critic as well now?
Yes, that's right. I've written for the New Black magazine in Birmingham, other magazines, Duna magazine, which is in Atlanta, Art of England, which is an English magazine, so lots and lots of different critical art magazines.
Well, as we know, art's very organic, it moves, it changes all the time. Can you see the progression that you've made throughout the history of your own art?
Yes, what can I say? It's become stronger, more original. I think the source is greater now, you know, with the African influence. Yes, it's a lot stronger now. It's probably at its peak, I would say.
What about colour and medium? What kind of medium do you work in?
I work in acrylics with collage, paint, and then move that around on the canvas. And the sort of images come out of the canvas, although I do lots and lots of sketches and drawings beforehand and prepare the canvas. It does come together on the canvas, as it were.
Is there a screen printing technique in that one I can look at?
No. That one is a lino cut. So I cut out linos, blow them up, photocopy them, use mixed media alongside acrylic paint on the canvas, and they come together.
And where do you see yourself going in the future?
I'd like to go to America, really. I'd like to do things in America. Obviously, there is one exhibition coming up in May, and that's the International Contemporary Furniture Fair in New York. So I'm sort of looking to push the work out that way, and also to become more aware of the American market in the arts, because there were all the big abstract expressionists out there. I'd just like to see the Guggenheim and all the...
Oh, there's so much to see in this world, isn't there?
That's right. You're right. There is. You know, all sorts of fantastic artists doing great things. There's one artist, Steve McQueen, who flew around the Statue of Liberty and filmed that, and I thought that was a stunning idea. Lots and lots of great concepts with the US market.
Do you have any involvement at all with some of the younger artists coming through?
I try to sort of write about them and the ones that I, you know, like particularly, and try to encourage them. I think in the big exhibitions that I've done, much like any more senior artist, as the younger ones come up, you try and encourage them to how to focus and what they want to do, things like that.
All right, final question to put you on the spot right away here now. Who was your favourite artist?
I think it has to be a German expressionist. That would probably be Emil Nolde. Absolute tremendous deep watercolour works, and he was a prisoner of war in Germany, and absolutely fantastic. If you're interested in Emil Nolde, you'd understand why, because they have vivid colours, vivid expressions of life. And I think the German expressionist group as a whole were some of the finest and strongest painters of that era. So they're the ones that I like best.
On that note, I'll say thank you very much then.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks very much.